All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we are taking a look at you.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, you, the listener, you as a person. Specifically, like all the amazing things you have within yourself that can help like boost your mental well-being.
I love that.
It's kind of like we all have this like inner toolbox just jam-packed with resources, and we just need like the instructions or the key to unlock them.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into this awesome book called Personal Resources for Mental Well-Being and like really figure out what those tools are and how we can use them.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Me too. Okay.
Yeah.
So like the big idea here is it's not just about like coping with stress or like barely getting by, right?
Right.
It's about like thriving and like actually feeling good and like achieving our goals and all that jazz.
Exactly. And you know, when we talk about mental well-being, it's really the foundation for everything else we want to do in life, right? Like if we're not feeling good mentally and emotionally, it's going to be so much harder to achieve our goals, to have healthy relationships, to adapt, to change, you know, to just really enjoy life to the fullest.
Totally. It's like you can't build a house on a shaky foundation. You know?
Exactly.
Okay. So let's get into some of these tools because there are a lot. And they're kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Like, where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with one of the most fundamental tools that's highlighted in the book, which is self-awareness.
Okay, self-awareness. So like knowing yourself.
Yeah, it sounds simple enough, right? But, you know, research actually shows that people who have a really good understanding of their emotions, their motivations, even their weaknesses, tend to have better mental well-being overall.
That makes sense. But how do you actually get better at self-awareness? Like, is that something you're just born with or can you actually like learn it?
That's a great question. And the good news is it's definitely a skill that you can cultivate.
Okay, good.
There are lots of different strategies that you can try. The book mentions journaling, which can be really powerful for tracking your emotions and kind of noticing patterns.
Oh, yeah, like a mood journal.
Exactly. And then there's mindfulness exercises like meditation, which can help you kind of tune in to your inner world in the present moment.
I've heard that one a lot. Mindfulness and meditation.
Yeah. And then something that can be really helpful, but maybe a little bit harder, is to ask for feedback from people you trust, like friends or colleagues.
Yeah.
You know, get their honest perspective on your strengths and weaknesses. You might be surprised by what you learn.
Ooh, feedback. Yeah, that one can be tough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's like, if you never know what you're doing wrong, you can't really fix it.
Exactly.
Speaking of tough stuff, let's talk about emotional resilience, because this is a big one for me. I'm always like trying to get better at bouncing back from setbacks, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And emotional resilience is so essential for navigating all the ups and downs that life throws at us.
For sure.
You know, there was actually a study mentioned in the book, and they found that people who had higher emotional resilience, they reported greater life satisfaction, and they had lower levels of stress and anxiety, even when they were facing difficult circumstances.
So it's like a superpower.
Yeah, it really is. And the cool thing is you can actually train your emotional resilience.
Wait, so how do you do that? Like, are we talking about like emotional marathons or something?
Not quite, but it does involve pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone a little bit, like gradually exposing yourself to challenging situations.
Okay.
It's also about learning to reframe negative thoughts, like focusing on solutions instead of dwelling on the problems, and finding healthy ways to manage stress, like exercise or deep breathing.
Right.
And then another really important thing is to build a strong support system, you know? Having people you can turn to when things get tough can make a world of difference.
Makes sense. It's like having your own personal cheerleading squad.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about self-awareness, emotional resilience.
Mm-hmm.
What about flexibility? Like, how does that play into mental well-being?
Yeah, flexibility or adaptability, it's all about being able to adjust to change and uncertainty. You know, like rolling with the punches when things don't go according to plan.
Yeah, because let's be real, life hardly ever goes according to plan.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the book actually points out that people who are more flexible tend to be better problem solvers. They don't get stuck in those rigid thinking patterns, so they can come up with more creative solutions.
Interesting. So it's not just about, like, going with the flow. It's, like, actually having that mental agility to navigate whatever life throws at you.
Exactly.
Okay. So what about goal orientation and responsibility? Like, are those really essential for mental well-being? I mean, can't you be a happy, well-adjusted person without being, like, a super ambitious go-getter?
That's a great point. And honestly, the importance of those traits might vary depending on the person and their values.
Okay, true.
You know, for some people, having clear goals and a sense of purpose is really motivating, and it gives them a sense of accomplishment, which contributes to their well-being. But for others, that might feel too pressured, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
The key is to find what works for you. And the book emphasizes that responsibility is about taking ownership of your choices and your actions. And that can be really empowering because it gives you a sense of control over your life.
So it's not about being like a robot following a strict plan. It's more about understanding what drives you and taking responsibility for shaping your own path.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay, so let's talk about optimism and self-confidence.
Yeah.
Those seem like huge assets for mental well-being.
They really are. Optimism is about having a generally positive outlook on life, expecting good things to happen and believing in your ability to overcome challenges. And research has shown that optimism is linked to a whole bunch of benefits, like better physical health, stronger relationships, even increased longevity.
Wow, optimism can help you live longer?
It can. And then self-confidence, that's that inner belief in your own abilities and worth. It's what empowers you to take risks, to pursue your passions, to bounce back from setbacks.
But isn't there like a danger of having too much confidence? Like we've all met that person who thinks they're the best at everything and can't take any criticism.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's all about finding that healthy balance. The book actually cautions against arrogance, which is a form of overconfidence that lacks humility and self-awareness. True self-confidence is grounded in a realistic assessment of your strengths and your weaknesses.
So it's like recognizing your worth without getting a big head about it.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, so we've covered a lot of different tools here, but I want to emphasize that they're not like isolated. They all work together, right?
Absolutely. They're interconnected and they often reinforce each other. For example, self-awareness can fuel your emotional resilience because understanding your triggers helps you manage your reactions better. And flexibility can boost your optimism because being adaptable allows you to see the good in unexpected situations.
It's like they all fit together like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's a beautiful synergy.
Okay, so for our listeners out there, which of these tools really resonates with you right now? Which ones do you feel strong in, and which ones maybe need a little bit of sharpening?
Yeah, think about that.
As we wrap up this deep dive into personal resources for mental well-being,
Yeah.
the big takeaway is this: we all have these amazing resources within us just waiting to be discovered and cultivated.
And the best part is that even small improvements in these areas can have a ripple effect on your overall well-being. It's a journey, a lifelong journey of growth and self-discovery.
Love that. So keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.
See you then. Bye.